神很奇妙。最近我们早上晨更，我们读传道书。
I think God is wondrous. Recently, we've been reading in our morning devotion the book of Ecclesiastes.
然后礼拜五晚上我们读约翰一书。
And then we read the First John on Friday nights.
我不知道你们读这两本书的时候有没有觉得这两本书有很多相似的地方。
I don't know if you find the similarities among these two books.
在传道书里面，所罗门王他是一个非常非常是智慧的代表。
In the book of Ecclesiastes, King Solomon is the symbol of wisdom.
在你们读传道书的时候，毫无疑问的，你们最常看到的几个字是虚空啊，也是捕风啊，也是什么什么。
What you see most often in the book of Ecclesiastes is vanities, chasing after the wind, things like that.
但是你不能不说，所罗门王是个非常有智慧的人。
But you must say that King Solomon is a very wise man.
他这个虚空也好，捕风也好，这个没有意义也好，他是看到个很大的一个境界。
Whether he said it's meaningless or it's vanity, it's a bigger realm he saw.
我相信他写所罗门那个他写传道书的时候，可能他那个年纪比写这个箴言的时候还要大了一些。
I believe he's older as he wrote the book of Ecclesiastes than the book of Proverbs.
箴言是一本智慧书。
The book of Proverbs is the book of wisdom.
箴言里面所教导的都是有智慧的话。
And all the teachings in the book is full of wisdom.
但是传道书是更大的智慧。
But the book of Ecclesiastes is a greater wisdom.
他说呢，这一切呢，都是捕风，都是虚空。
He said, all these are chasing after the wind. It's all empty.
他说这个智慧人跟愚昧人的遭遇是一样的。
He said the ending of the wise and the foolish are the same.
他把事情一下子看到底了。
And he saw all the way to the end.
那同样的，约翰也是，我不敢说他是有智慧的人。
We may or may not say John is the wise man.
因为圣经上没有这样称赞他是有智慧的人。
Because the Bible didn't say anything about that.
可是他写的书可真是玄了。
But the books he wrote are really mysterious.
他写的书，约翰福音也好，约翰一书也好，他讲的话，他所讲那个讲的题目呢，也是个非常广大的境界。
Whether the Gospel of John or the three books of John is also a greater realm for us.
他说太初有道，道与神同在。
He said in the beginning there's the Word, and the Word was with God.
一个小小的人。
A minute person.
圣经上只记载说他们看起来像是没有上过学的。
The book just recorded that they were not educated.
他一下子讲到太初。
And he thought about the beginning of the world.
还没有时间以前。
Before time began.
他们讲的都是个非常大、非常高的境界。
And he's talking about a greater realm, a high level.
传道书也好，约翰福音约翰写的书信也好，都讲到这个永远的境界。
Whether Ecclesiastes or the book of John is talking about the realm of eternity.
所罗门王他看了这么许许多多的人世间所发生的事。
King Solomon saw so many things happen in the world.
他下了一个结论。
And he concluded.
直到今天是不会改变的。
Which will not change until today.
我们今天读的时候心里都响应。
And as we read, we all echo.
但是呢，在他看到这个所有的事情里面，他也说了一些非常，非常有那个智慧的话。
And also among all that he said something really wise.
他说他看到神将永远放在人的心里面。
He said he saw God put eternity in the man's heart.
在他看到所有这个次序里面。
In all the orderly matters.
他还看到另外一个次序。
He saw another order.
他说神叫万事在他的时间里面成为美。
He said, God made all things beautiful in his time.
这是在旧约里面。
This is in the Old Testament.
旧约神给人看到的一点永远。
And God allowed man to see a little bit eternity in the Old Testament.
这个旧约里面他让看到一点神的拯救。
We're able to see a little bit of God's salvation.
看到神的国度。
And see a little bit of God's kingdom.
但是在新约里面就完全的不同。
But in the New Testament, it's totally different.
在旧约里面一个大有智慧的所罗门王。
This great king who's full of wisdom in the Old Testament.
当他讲到永远的时候。
As he spoke of eternity.
他感到无奈。
He felt helpless.
他感到更多的 那个虚空。
He felt more vanity in his heart.
这是他所经历的。
Because that's what he experienced.
但是个小小看起来像没有上过学的约翰。
But John, who seemed to be uneducated, unschooled,
他看到这个永远的境界的时候，
as he saw the realm of eternity,
他却蛮有把握。
He was full of assurance.
他所用的词就像光明、喜乐、平安。
And the words he used were light, joy, and peace.
今天我们也是一样，我们活在新约的时代。
Likewise, we're living in the realm of New Testament.
这是恩典的时代。
This is the age of grace.
主耶稣已经来了。
Jesus has come.
圣灵已经来了。
And the Holy Spirit has come.
从前那个所罗门王觉得遥不可及的境界。
The realm that was not reachable by King Solomon.
今天我们觉得就在我们周围。
Today we feel it's around us.
当我知道我这个礼拜要传信息的时候。
When I knew that I am to preach this week.
起先我是想交通传道书。
At first, I was thinking about sharing the book of Ecclesiastes.
但是我阅读约翰一书的时候，我宁愿拣选约翰福音，约翰一书。
The more I read First John, the more I felt I should share First John.
我宁愿做一个像小孩子一样的人。
I'd rather to be a person like a child.
像个小孩子满心相信的人。
Like a child who fully believes.
而不要做一个聪明，有智慧像所罗门王那样子。
And instead of a wise man like King Solomon,
因为天国的事，神国的境界，像小孩就显明。
Because the kingdom of heaven is revealed to children.
我们一起来读约翰一书第一章。
Let us read 1 John chapter 1.
我们读第一章第一节，一直读到第二章的第二节。
All the way from verse 1 to chapter 2.
论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的，这生命已经显明出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在显现于我们那永远的生命传给你们。我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。我们将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。请我们暂时停在这里。
Let us pause right here.
他在这里说到一个非常非常大的事情，他是论到那起初原有的。
Here he talks about something great. It says that which was from the beginning.
在还没有时间、还没有创造的时候就有的。
Before time, before creation was there.
那就是神自己。
That is God, he himself.
忽然间呢，有一天呢，这个起初原有的，他来到我们的当中。
And suddenly, the one who was there came to our midst.
来到时间里面。
Came within time.
那位人肉眼不能看见、不能注视的神。
The God who we cannot see with our eyes.
所有世俗的、有罪的人不能够靠近的神。
All that were worldly that cannot draw near to God.
来到我们的当中。
He came to our midst.
住在我们中间。
And dwell in us.
成为每一个人都可以看见。
It became someone who everyone can see.
这是多大的一件事情。
What a great matter that is.
我常想那个时候的十二个门徒真是有福啊。
And I often think of the 12 disciples as so blessed.
那个永远的神忽然间就在他们的旁边。
The eternal God suddenly appeared next to them.
他说我们亲眼见过。
And he said, we've seen with our own eyes.
而且我们可以用手摸他。
And we can touch him with our own hands.
更奇妙的，他成为我们可以拥有的神。
And more wondrously, he's a God we can forever have.
这个是，他说这叫做永远生命。
This is an eternal life.
耶稣就是那个永远的生命。
Jesus is the eternal life.
他彰显出来。
He manifested.
生命我们看不见。
We cannot see life.
但耶稣我们看，能看见他。
But Jesus we can see.
能摸过他。
And people have touched him.
但是这个我们可以明白。
We understand that.
但我们觉得不能明白的是，你怎么可以拥有耶稣？
We don't understand. What we don't understand is how can you own Jesus?
我们知道约翰拥有耶稣。
We know John owned Jesus.
因为他接着说，传递，传给你们。
Because he said, I'm passing it down to you.
你知道可以传的东西一定是你有的。
Something you can pass down must be something you have owned.
你没有的东西你传不出去的。
You cannot give what you don't have.
他说这个生命传给我们了。
And he said, this life is given to us.
那我们又传出去。
And we're passing it down as well.
这是多么奇妙的一件事情。
And what a wonderful thing that is.
不仅主耶稣彰显的时候，他把生命传给了约翰，成为约翰的生命。
Not only did Jesus give his life to John, and when he manifested himself,
经过十二个使徒
through the 12 disciples,
又传递出去
was passed down again,
经过多少的传道人
through so many ministers,
又传给我们
it was been passing down to us.
有多少人因着我们也信了耶稣
How many people believe in Jesus because of us?
也得到这个生命
They also obtained Jesus.
这就是传福音
And this is preaching the gospel.
不断地传递出去
Continuously sending it down.
这多么奇妙的一件事情
What a wonderful thing that is.
这个生命越传递越丰盛
The more you pass down the life, the more abundant it becomes.
不仅这样
Not only so.
它不是传递到一个个人心里面
He wasn't just passed down to each individual heart.
他说合起来又成为一个
He said, all together were combined as one.
这个生命是个交流的生命。
And this life has fellowship in it.
这是约翰福音里面常用的一个奇妙的字，说交通。
This is a wonderful word John often used, fellowship.
我们中国人讲交通啊，我们想到车子。
When Chinese talk about fellowship, they talk about commute.
那也对。
That's right.
就讲到两点之间怎么来往。
Like how you move from point A to point B.
交流交通这个字它原来的意思是不断的交流成为一个
but fellowship in the original text means continue communication until you become one
这个永远的神它不断彰显出来
and the eternal God he continuously manifested himself
它成为我们的生命
and he became our life
这个成为我们的生命使我们跟三位一体的神能够有交通
He has become our life so we can have fellowship with the triune God.
在创世之前，三位一体的神就不断地有交通，他们是三位又是一体。
In the beginning of time, the triune God, there were three, but then they're also one. They continually abide in each other.
我们只能看到一点点。
We can only see a little bit.
在创世纪里面，第一章就说，我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人。
In Genesis chapter 1, it says, In our likeness and image, we create man.
We see that
they are communicating.
他说我们,我们一起做些什么事。
And let's do something together.
这个交流是人不能够进入的。
And this fellowship is not allowed by man.
但是有一天，因着我们相信主耶稣，我们有了他的生命，我们也进入这个交流里面。
But because one day we believe in Jesus, we also enter into this fellowship.
这是何等大的事！
What a great thing that is!
因为交流成为一个。
Because of our fellowship, you become one.
我们不是让人是个旁观的人而已。
We're not just bystanders anymore.
我们进入这个交流里面。
We have entered into this fellowship.
我们成为一个。
And we are one.
而不仅是我们跟三位一体的神有交流。
Not only do we have fellowship with the triune God.
我们跟所有的圣徒都有交流。
We have fellowship with all the saints.
今天我们讲的交通工具还是必须要 A 到 B 两个点。
Today we talk about the vehicles. We have to commute. It only comes from A to B.
在时间里面，我们永远只能够从 A 到 B 而已。
In time, we can only travel from A to B.
但这个神圣的交流
，But this holy fellowship
越过所有时间的限制
，transcends the limit of time
越过所有空间的限制
，surpasses the limit of space.
那我们众圣徒古今中外交流成为一个
，So that all saints from age old to now, we are all in one.
我知道这个绝对绝对不是约翰的形容词。
I know this is not John's own words.
我相信你们也经历到。
I believe you experienced it.
多少次我们唱的诗歌其实都是一两百年前写的。
So many times we sing the song that's written hundreds of years ago.
当初写诗歌的人
The psalmist who wrote it.
他们跟三位一体的神交流。
They fellowship with the triune God.
他们心里面的感受。
And they gained in their hearts.
他们写出诗歌来。
According to that, they wrote the song.
今天我在2015年。
Today in 2015.
我因着跟三位一体的神交流。
Because I have fellowship with the triune God.
我心里也有感受。
I also feel something in my heart.
我们唱他们的诗歌。
As we sing their hymns.
越过所有时间空间的限制。
That brings us over time and space.
我不会觉得怎么他讲英文我讲中文呢。
I wouldn't feel that they speak English and I speak Chinese.
我不会觉得怎么他吃面包我吃饭呢。
I wouldn't think about they eat bread and I eat rice.
我们将到同一个境 经历
，We're speaking of one experience，
所有的圣徒心里都感受
，That all saints share，
多么奇妙的事
！How wonderful is that？
我们最近常跟你们交通，我们到非洲的 Ethiopia 去。
I often share with you what we gain our experience in Ethiopia.
你们可以想象那个飞机就要30个小时。
Can you imagine the flight takes 30 hours?
更不要讲我们心里的距离了。
Not to mention the distance within our hearts.
应该是非常非常非常陌生的人。
They should be strangers to us.
当我们一谈话的时候，我们真的觉得像好像一家人一样。
But as we spoke, we feel like family.
前不久我到中国去。
Not long ago, I went to China.
我第一次到哈尔滨。
I went to Harbin for the first time.
我也第一次到四川。
And I went to Sichuan for the first time as well.
坦白地说，四川话我听不懂。
Honestly, I don't understand their dialogue.
第一天他们跟我讲话，我大概只听懂10%，其他全是装懂。
The first day, I only understand 10% of what they said. I pretended I got the 90%.
我要走的时候，大概靠近50%了。
When I was leaving, I got maybe 50%.
哦，但是我们在一起唱诗的时候。
But when we sang hymns together.
我们不仅跟那个100多年前写诗的人有了非常好的交通。
And not only did we have a wonderful fellowship with the psalmist 100 years ago.
当初帮助他的那个经历，大大的帮助我们。
But the experience that helped the psalmist also helped us.
我忽然间跟所有坐在房间里面的人距离都没有了。
And suddenly the distance among us, me and the people in the room, disappeared.
我进入他们的感觉。
I can enter into their feelings.
他们也能够经过我的分享得到帮助。
And through my sharing, they were helped as well.
这绝对不是我什么亲和力。
This is not from my own personality.
我如果是拿亲和力来讲的话，我大概是人间最差的。
It's not my charisma, because I probably have the least.
哦，这是永远的生命。
But this is the eternal life.
永远生命在那里运行。
The eternal life was moving there.
在那里交流。
And having fellowship with us.
在我里面。
In me.
也在每一个人里面。
And in everyone else's.
哦，就在那里不断的交流，叫我们成为一个。
Continue fellowship so that we become one.
这是多么伟大的救恩。
What a great salvation that is.
多么伟大的福分。
What a great blessing that is.
约翰只能用一句话讲，他说我写这些话，让你们知道这些事，是叫你们的喜乐满足。
John said, we write this to make our joy complete.
他那个有个括号，他说古文说也有地方说叫我们的喜乐满足。
The old text says our joy, not just yours.
我想的都不重要，你们我们都不重要。
I don't think it's either yours or ours that's the key.
重要的是所有这个经历的人喜乐都满足。
The key is that everyone who experienced it, your joy is complete.
所以我们要继续保守我们自己在这样的交通里面。
So keep ourselves within this fellowship.
你要喜乐满足，你要常在这样的交通里面。
If you want to have full joy, then keep yourself within this fellowship.
你刚开始的时候一点点喜乐。
Perhaps you have a tiny little bit of joy in the beginning.
但是约翰保证我们说，你们要喜乐满足。
But John guaranteed us your joy will be complete.
所以我们要更多更多的进入这个交通里面。
So we need to enter more into the fullness of the joy.
所有的交通必须要同样的性质。
All the fellowship must have one characteristics.
这个 Lori 一直想养狗。
Lori keeps wanting to have a dog.
他起先呢，他说你很寂寞，所以你要养狗。
In the beginning, she said, "You're lonely, so you must have a dog."
我说不行啊，养狗我天天看他脸色。
I said, "No, I'm gonna. If I have a dog, he's my boss."
他说好好，那我需要朋友，我要养狗。
She said that, "Well, I need a friend, so I want a dog."
哎，我，可是这个狗毕竟跟你生命不一样啊。
But the dog has a different life than you,
对不对
？Right?
对，我们同样生命有更好的交通。
We who have the same life, we can have better fellowship.
所以约翰就说，他说我们如果是要更多进入这个交通，尝到喜乐满足。
If we want to experience more of this joy, then we need to enter more into the fellowship.
他说我们要除掉我们的罪。
He said to remove your sin.
神是光，他说这是真的。
He said God is light and it is true.
神的性质就是他是光。
God's fundamental characteristic is light.
他说在他毫无黑暗。
In him there's no darkness.
这个是我们都能够明白的。
This is what we can all understand.
光跟黑暗不能够同时存在。
You cannot have light and darkness coexist.
他说你要跟神有交通吗？
He said, do you want to have fellowship with God? You cannot be in darkness. The result of your fellowship with God is that you are no longer in darkness.
但是呢, 他说我们是在黑暗里面。
But he said, we were in darkness.
在黑暗里面有一个特色, 就是你不认识自己, 你看不清楚。
There is a characteristic of being in the darkness, that is, you can't see yourself.
你看不清楚的时候, 你就不知道自己是罪人。
You can't see clearly, so that you don't realize you're a sinner.
他在这里讲到一个非常非常严重的妨碍交通的一个问题, 就是罪。
Here he talks about a very serious problem that, that keeps you from having fellowship, that is sin.
我们人不容易承认自己是罪人的。
It's not easy for us to confess that we're sinners.
这个想法就证明我们是在黑暗里面。
Because the thought proves that we are in darkness.
以前我觉得我自己是义人的时候, 我妈妈就说, 那你一定在黑暗里面。
In the past, when I said I'm righteous, my mom said, you are in darkness.
在黑暗里面能看不见自己的罪。
In darkness, man cannot see his own sins.
不错，法律上也有讲到罪。
Indeed, in law, we talk about sin as well.
但是法律上讲的罪人, 他比较是, 是说你犯了他哪一条法了以后, 你就成为罪人。
But it talks about crime instead, like you, you are against the law, so you are sinful.
我想我们今天很少人会去犯法的。
I don't think, we, among us, we are, criminals.
我们觉得我们离那个犯那个罪人好远。
We think that we're so far away from the criminals.
真的吗?
Is that true?
我想不是。
I don't think so.
那是你自我感觉良好而已。
It's just because you feel good about yourselves.
我每一次那个超速被警察抓到, 我就觉得警察躲在那里等我过去。
Every time I speed and I was caught, I felt that the police was waiting for me.
其实啊, 我大部分, 99.9%的时候都在超速。
But 99.9% of the time, I was speeding.
这就说明我们人的判断多不准。
And talks about how unfair our judgment is.
所以我们在黑暗里面。
Because we are in darkness.
我们需要光。
And we need light.
圣经上说什么是罪呢?
The Bible says, what is sin?
它说罪就是跟神所规定的标准有偏差。
Sin means being off, apart from God's standards.
我们这些呢, 有罪的义人呢, 马上就说, 那我怎么知道什么是你的标准?
And then we, the sinners, say that, how do we know your standards?
在旧约里面, 白纸黑字写的字, 啊, 就是神的标准。
In the Old Testament, the writings, the scripture is God's law.
所有的律法是要让我们能够, 让我们知道神的性情。
All the commandments is to help us to know the personality of God.
神太大。
God is so grand.
他让我们认识他。
He allows us to know him.
所以他赐给我们圣经。
So he gives us the Bible.
他帮助我们活出他要的生活, 所以他给我们律法。
He is to help us to live out the life he prepared for us. So he prepared the laws.
做这个不要做那个。
Do this and don't do that.
你若遵守,
If you follow,
你就活在神的喜悦里面。
You're living in and you're pleasing God.
新约什么是神的律法呢?
But 神的标准呢? But what are the standards of God in the New Testament?
神的标准就是一个人, 就是主耶稣。
There's only one man, that is Jesus.
他活出主的那个神的形象。
Because he lives out the image of God.
他道成肉身。
The word became flesh.
他活出当初神造人的时候那个完美的形象。
He lived out the perfect image when God created man.
所以主耶稣说他来就是完成律法。
So Jesus said he has come to complete the law.
他说你们看见我就是看见了神。
He said, when you see me, you see God.
所以圣经说将来神要怎么审判呢?
So the Bible says, how will God judge us?
他说按照主耶稣来审判。
In the future, it will be according to Jesus' image.
看看你跟他差多远。
Let's see how far away you are from him.
你如果差一点, 那就是罪了。
If you're off a little bit, that is sin.
你差得很远,
if you're far off, then you all have also sinned.
所以圣经上说我们都犯了罪。
So the Bible says we have all sinned.
我们都亏缺了神的荣耀。
And fall short of the glory of God.
我们都不像主。
Because we're not like the Lord.
那你说犯罪人这么高的标准, 那罪有那么严重吗?
So you say this standard is too high. Is sin really serious?
罪是我们所有痛苦的根源。
Sin is the fountain of all our pain.
罪是我们会死亡会生病的最基本的原因。
Sin is the reason why we are sick and why we must die.
罪在我们里面使我们自己痛苦。
Sin within us causes ourselves pain.
我们看到别人看得很清楚。
And we see others very clearly.
他的痛苦就是因为他的个性。
Well, his pain comes from his personality.
他的个性就说出他是罪人。
And his personality speaks of the imperfection in his life.
我们住在罪人当中，就是你使我痛苦，我是你痛苦的原因。
And we are dwelling among sinners. That's why I cause you pain and you cause me pain.
只要有罪存在，
As long as there's sin,
我们能注定就是痛苦。
We're predestined to be in pain.
就是注定要死亡。
We're predestined to die.
不仅这样子。
Not only so.
死亡不能解决问题。
Death is not solving any problems.
有人忍受痛苦的本事很大。
Some people are really good at being suffering.
那我就痛苦到死好了。
I will be in pain until I die.
圣经上说死后且有审判。
But the Bible says there's judgment after death.
神还要审判。
And God is still to judge.
若是没有救恩。
Without salvation.
经过神审判的罪人。
The sinners who go through God's judgment.
就永远不再死。
Will not, with salvation, we will not die again.
哦，经过神审判的罪人，若是没有罪，没有救恩的话，就是永远不再死。
Without salvation, through God's judgment, we will not die again.
但是是永远活在一个你不能想象的痛苦里面。
But you will be living in a pain that you can never imagine.
主耶稣基督来，他来就是要除去我们的罪。
Jesus came to remove our sins.
因为罪使我们跟神为仇。
Because sin caused us to be the enemy of God.
他不是只是要救我们脱离死亡而已。
Not only was he to save us from death.
他不是将来带我们回到天上而已。
And he's not just to bring us back to the heavenly home.
他现在就要带我们回到神的面前。
But he is to bring us back to God now.
因为罪使我们跟神隔绝了。
Because sin has separated us from God.
罪使我们做了神的仇敌。
And sin has caused us to be the enemy of God.
亚当没有犯罪的时候，神多爱他。
Before Adam sinned, how God loved him.
神所创造的一切都是为着他的。
All that God created was for him.
神把最大的荣耀、最大的权柄都赐给他的。
God gave him the highest glory, the most blessing to him.
我们看到那个父母亲快有孩子的时候。
We see parents when they're about to have children.
他们在布置那个 baby 的房间。
They're setting up the baby room.
就深深感受到父母亲的爱。
You can feel the parents' love deeply.
你就会感受到生在这个房间的孩子多么的有福。
You will see how blessed this child that is to be born in this room.
这只不过形容当初我们被造的时候一点点而已。
And this just describes a little bit of when we were created.
但是因为罪，我们失去了这一切。
But because of sin, we lost all that.
神儿子来就是要带，不仅要赦免我们的罪。
The Son of God came not only to forgive our sins.
他带我们再回到这个祝福的那个位置上面。
He is to bring us back to the position of being blessed.
他把我们所失去的全部都赎回来。
He is to redeem all that we have lost.
主耶稣他这一生的工作就是为了为我们得回这个地位。
All the work of Jesus' life is to help us to regain that position.
他舍命流血。
He gave his life and he shed his blood.
神将这血赐给我们。
And God gave us his blood.
他做了我们的中保。
And he is our mediator.
所有犯罪的人有一位中保。
All who have sinned have a comforter.
主耶稣的宝血。
Jesus' blood.
这个宝血，他说神因着这个，神是信实的。
It says that God is faithful.
是公义的。
And he is just.
他一看到这个血。
When he sees the blood,
他就一定要赦免我们。
He will for sure forgive us.
是多么好的保证。
What a great guarantee.
这个中保跟信实是非常好的。中保跟公义在一起。
How good it is that get the guarantor and the righteousness is together.
他在这里没有讲到爱。
Here it didn't talk about love.
爱是不稳的。
Love is shaky.
但是他在讲到公义。
But here it talks about righteousness.
每次你用到公义这个字就斩钉截铁的。
When you say talk about just, and then it's for sure.
神每次看到这个宝血，他就要赦免我们。
Whenever God sees the blood, He will forgive us.
要不然就神就不公义了。
Otherwise, God is not just.
神是信实的。
God is faithful.
无论时间有多少，多长。
However long the time is.
无论我们的罪有多少。
However much our sin is.
神的信实。
God's faithfulness.
我们都可以用这个宝血。
Cause us to be able to use the blood.
好，主耶稣已经为我们付了赎价。
It says Jesus paid the ransom.
他用自己的血
with his own blood,
替我们偿还了罪的代价。
He paid all the debt of sin.
替我们得回到神面前那个地位。
And gained the right to return to God for us.
所以我们只管坦然无惧来到神的面前。
So that we can come without fear before God.
当光在这里的时候
When light is here,
我们知道只有在光中才能够照出我们的罪来
well, Not only in the light can we see our sins
你在远远的地方 你不会感到自己有罪的
If you're far away, you cannot feel that you have sin
你越靠近光我们的罪越被显明
The closer you are to the light, the more you can see that your sins
以前我跟你们讲过我们家那个因为我们早出晚归所以我们不大开窗户的
I told you before because we are away from home early and we come home late.
我们家什么时候都是暗暗的。
We can't see very clear, so it's always dark in the home.
所以我一直都觉得我们家干净的不得了。
So I thought our house was really clean.
客人来的时候我就把那个窗户关得更紧了。
When the guests come, we close the windows.
所以大家都说我家干净的不得了。
And everybody thinks my house is clean.
直到有一天
Until one day,
我婆婆来了，她把窗帘一拉开。
My mother-in-law came and he opened the curtains.
你不仅看到一束光，里面都是灰尘照下来。
Not only did you see a beam of dust,
你看到到处都厚厚一层灰了。
You see a heavy dust everywhere.
这说出我们到光中的情形。
And this speaks of when we come before the light.
如果你很久很久都还没有认罪
If you haven't confessed your sins for a very long time
我们离神很远
We're far away from God
不管你自己觉得怎么样
However you feel about yourself
事实是你离神很远
The fact is you're far away from God
靠近光
Draw near to the light
靠近光我们怎么靠近光呢
How do we draw near to the light
最简单的读经
The simplest thing is to read the Bible.
来到神面前读经。
Come before God and read His Word.
不要为了任何原因读经。
For no other reason to read the Bible.
就为了靠近神。
Just for drawing near to the Lord.
借着神上面写的话。
Through the Word He wrote for us.
这是最简单的。
This is the simplest way.
若是我们有偏差的话。
If we deviate from that.
若是我们没有照着去做的话。
If we didn't follow His commands.
那就是罪了。
That is sin.
神的光要照出来。
God's light shall shine.
照在他的话上面。
And upon his word.
照在我们的心里面。
And shine in our hearts.
那就是罪了。
Because we see our sins.
我们需要认罪的。
We need to confess our sins.
有的时候我们祷告。
Sometimes we pray.
因为我们要祷告，我们能常常是因为我们有需要，我们要祷告。
Oftentimes it's because we have needs we pray.
但是你一闭上眼睛，神就使你想起很多其他的事来。
But when you close your eyes, God let you remember many things.
你今天对不起人的地方。
When you shortchange other people.
你伤害人的地方。
That you hurt others' feelings.
这是我们靠近神的原因。
This is the reason why we draw near to God.
那你看见你的罪了。
So that you can see your sins.
主耶稣的话说，他真盼望答应我们的祈求。
Jesus said that he really wants to answer our prayers.
他真愿意听我们的祷告。
He really wants to hear our pleas.
但是你有罪。
But you have sin.
他说你应该先不要来祷告。
Don't pray right away.
先去对付你罪的问题。
Deal with the problem of sin first.
先去跟人和好。
Go reconcile with others.
再回来我就听你的祷告。
And come back and I will answer your prayers.
罪是使我们祷告不得答应的很大的原因。
Sin is a great reason why our prayers were not answered.
我们要承认自己的罪。
We need to confess our own sins.
罪的问题必须要解决。
We need to solve the problems of sin.
人永远不能够解决自己罪的问题。
Man can never solve their own problem.
因为罪在我们的生命里面。
Because sin is within our lives.
我们多少时候我们的盼望借着这个遮盖。
So many times we hoped through covering.
不去面对。
Not to face it.
这是从我们的始祖亚当夏娃就在做的事情。
And this is from our ancestors, from Adam. That's what they were doing.
直到现在还是这样。
And it's the same way still so.
一旦别人指出我的错来，那你们要小心点。
You better be careful when you point out my faults.
我们不喜欢的。
We don't like that.
我们人会遮盖我们的罪。
We are so good at covering our own sins.
那我们好一点的时候，我们就借着懊悔。
And when we're better, we regret.
哎呀，我多是不说这句话就好了。
It would be so good if I didn't say that.
或者怪环境。
Or blame the environment.
就像那个亚当一样，都是那个夏娃，你给我那个夏娃。
Just like Adam, it's Eve's fault. You gave me the fruit.
那个夏娃就说我那个时刻那个地点不在那个地方多好啊。
And Eve would say, it would be so good if I was not there at that time.
哎呀，怎么搞我跟蛇相遇？
Why did I meet the snake?
我们人都是这样怪东怪西。
It's like us. We blame this and that.
我们就懊悔。
And we regret it.
或者我们盼望将来，哎，我下次就不会了。
Or we hope that we won't do it next time.
所有都不能解决你的问题。
None of these can solve our problems.
但是非常简单的，只要承认。
But simply confess it.
承认就是说我同意神对我刚才这个罪的看法跟判断。
Confessing means agreeing with God on how He sees my sin.
我从心里面完完全全的承认。
From the bottom of my heart, I confess.
所以承认这个罪要一个一个的承认。
So when you confess your sins, you need to confess them one by one.
你不需这个说实在的，严格的说，你不需要承认你还不知道的罪。
Strictly speaking, you don't need to confess the sins you are not aware of.
只要承认神所光照出来的罪。
Just confess what God shines light upon.
你要承认那个罪。
Then confess that sin.
你承认了以后，就奇妙的事要发生。
After you confess your sins, wondrous things will happen.
什么是承认呢？
What is to confess?
承认就是我接受主所做的。
That is to accept what the Lord has done.
承认，神说他是信实的，他是公义的，他必定要因着耶稣的血赦免我们的罪。
It says God is just, God is faithful. Because of His blood, He will cleanse us.
我们希望找个环境来遮盖我们的罪。
We're trying to find something to cover up our sins.
但神的眼目遍察全地。
But God's eyes is over the place.
因为我们心里他都看得见。
He can even see our hearts.
但是这里有个非常好遮盖的地方。
Here's a really good place to find covering.
在他宝血底下。
That is under His blood.
把我们自己放到宝血底下。
Put ourselves under the blood.
我们承认就是我接受主耶稣的血。
To confess is to say, receive Jesus' blood.
遮盖我。
That's covering me.
替我付了我这个罪该付的代价。
And paid all the debt.
法官只能收一个代价。
And the judge can only accept one price.
一个罪不能判两次。
He cannot judge one sin twice.
法官就要宣布你无罪。
The judge will proclaim you a sinless.
啊，多好的一件事，宣告你无罪。
It would be so good to be proclaimed sinless.
你看每一次那个在法庭上的罪人，因为他那个很厉害的律师打赢了官司。
You've seen so many times, because a very skillful lawyer, they win the case.
法官只好宣布无罪。
And the judge has to say that he's free.
哦，他们多么的高兴。
And how joyful they were.
哦，今天神宣布你无罪。
Today God says that you are sinless.
多么大的福音。
Such a great gospel.
不仅宣告我们无罪。
Not just proclaiming we're sinless.
我们在这个宝血遮盖底下。
Under the covering of the blood.
神看到的是耶稣的血。
What God sees is the blood of Jesus.
神的义要成为我们的义。
God's righteousness will be our righteousness.
所以神怎么样爱耶稣，也照样爱我们。
So how God loves Jesus, that's how He loves us.
这是我们来到光中，神光照出我们的罪，我们承认我们的罪所带来的福分。
This is a blessing when we come into the light and be covered in the light.
所以大卫说，我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华。
So David said, bless the Lord, O my soul.
我一生一世要称颂耶和华。
All the days of my life, I'll praise you.
这个恩典何等的大。
How great is your grace?
天离地有多高？
As high as the heavens above.
东离西有多远？
As far as the east is from the west.
他叫我们的罪也离我们多远？
That's how far our transgressions is from us.
这多么大的救恩！
What a great salvation.
我们怎能够不承认我们的罪？
How can we not confess our sins?
神可以赦免我们的罪。
God can forgive our sins.
他不能够改变我们喜欢犯罪的生命。
And He can change the life that's sinful.
接着约翰又说，他 因着耶稣的血，他要继续洗净我们的生命，洁净我们的生命。
And continuously, John says, through the blood, he will purify us.
人的生命在血中。
The life of man is in the blood.
不仅这个血遮盖我们。
Not only does the blood cover us.
这个生命说到耶稣的，这个血说到耶稣的生命。
And this blood talks about Jesus' life.
是活的。
It's living.
活泼有功效的。
And it's working in us.
不断地运行在我们里面，像水洗我们一样。
And continuously working in us, cleanses us like water.
要洁净我们这个犯罪的生命。
To purify the sinful nature.
叫我们的生命圣洁净。
So that our lives will be clean again.
叫我们的生命透明。
So it will be transparent.
这是我们与主交通的结果。
And this is the end result of having a fellowship with God.
我们来到光中。
We come before the light.
我们神造出我们的罪来。
And God shines out our sins.
我们承认我们的罪。
And we confess our sins.
我们接受，在信心里面接受主耶稣的救恩。
And in faith, we accept Jesus' salvation.
接受神为我们所预备的血。
And accept the blood he prepared for us.
这个血遮盖我们。
And this blood covers us.
神要宣告我们无罪。
And God will claim us clean.
神要看着这个血，他要爱我们。
And he will love us due to the blood.
这个血还一直洗我们。
And the blood will continue to cleanse us.
叫我们的生命被洁净。
So that our lives will be clean.
叫我们生命被洁净，不是叫我们在地上做模范生。
It's not for us to be an example for others.
叫我们越过越能进入这个伟大的交通里面。
But we can live as we live, we enter more into the fellowship.
叫我们跟神的交通越过越没有障碍。
So that there's no more hindrance between us and God.
叫我们的喜乐能够越过越增加。
So that our joy can increase as we live.
啊，我们走的旅途是何等好的旅途。
How great is our journey as we walk?
啊，前一个礼拜六晚上我们有一个讲座叫做黄金年，黄金阶段。
Last Saturday we had
Golden Ages.
a class. It's called, talks about Golden Age.
我不是用好的形容词在这里做广告。
I'm not giving you the advertisement with a good, beautiful adjectives.
有人问我说有没有年龄限制。
Some people asked me, was there an age limit?
我说没有年龄限制。
I said no.
其实我们都在这个黄金阶段里面。
We're all in the Golden Age.
这个世人的道路啊，越走越往下。
The way of the people of the world is a descending.
美好的事离你越来越远。
The beautiful things are departing from you.
我们信主的人呢，我们生命啊是越走越光明。
But we who believe in the Lord, our ways is ascending.
那个担子越来越轻省。
And our burdens are lighter every day.
心里面越来越透明。
And our hearts are clearer every day.
越来越平安。
And more peaceful.
我很喜欢一首诗啊，今行这旅程，心中满平安。
I really love the hymn that says, Now I'm walking on a journey and I have peace in my heart.
我们遭遇跟世人一样。
We encounter the same things as people of the world.
但是因着这新生命，我们进入另外一个交流里面。
But because of this new life, we enter into a different fellowship.
我们进入另外一个境界里面。
We enter into a different realm.
这就是我们常常说到的另一个境界。
This is what we talk about often. This is a different realm.
这是神的境界。
This is God's realm.
这是天的境界。
This is the realm of heaven.
这是神的国度。
This is God's kingdom.
这就是我们常讲的福音的结果。
This is the result of gospel.
活在那个境界里面。
Live in that realm.
这就是我们最近常常讲的住在主里面。
This is what we often talk about, abide in Christ.
这就是我们常讲的与主常交通。
And to have fellowship with the Lord often.
都是同一件事。
It's the one thing.
叫我们一直跟主有来往。
So that we can continuously have fellowship with the Lord.
叫我们一直跟众圣徒有来往。
And continuously have fellowship with all saints.
一天一天都是过程。
And every day is a process.
我们每一天过去，
every day passes，
我们就更往上走。
The higher we are，
我们的喜乐就更增加。
And the more our joy，
我们的平安就更深厚。
And the deeper our peace，
怎么能说不是黄金时代呢？
How can you not say that you're living in a golden age？
约翰福音真的是福音。
And the Gospel of John is truly a gospel。
他不仅写了福音
，Not only did he write the gospel，
他也借着约翰一书。把他主观的经历告诉我们。
He also, through the first John, he gave us his objective experience.
那我们能够实实在在有条路能够来得到。
So we can have a practical way to gain it.
能够跟他一同来经历。
And to experience with him.
他有过，所以才能够教我们。
Because he had it, so he can teach us.
他拥有，所以他能够传给我们。
Because he had it, so he can pass it down to us.
我们有，我们才能够传给别人。
Only if we have it, then can we pass it down to others.
你要你家喜乐吗？
Do you want to have joy?
你先来与主多交通。
Have more fellowship with the Lord.
你要与主多交通吗？
Do you want to have more fellowship with the Lord?
你上次什么时候认罪？
When's the last time you confess your sin?
我希望我们每一个人都问我们自己。
Let us ask ourselves.
我上次认罪是什么时候？
When's the last time I confess my sin?
像我们这样子喜欢犯罪的人。
We who love to sin.
怎么可能跟主有交通而没有认罪？
How can we have fellowship with God and not confess our sins?
今天早上，让我们再听到主耶稣的呼召。
Let's hear again the calling of Jesus.
到我这里来，你们劳苦担重担的人。
Come ye who labor and are heavy laden.
到我这里来，像我们刚才所唱的诗歌一样，被罪压困的人。
Come ye who are burdened by sin.
有救法已经为你们设立了。
There is a salvation prepared for you.
简简单单的。
Simply.
就承认你的罪。
Just confess your sin.
不要再懊悔过去。
Stop regretting the past.
不要再盼望将来。
Stop just hoping for the future.
简简单单的承认我犯罪了。
Simply confess that I have sinned.
接受主耶稣的救恩。
And accept Jesus' salvation.
你的平安喜乐就开始了。
And that's the beginning of your joy and peace.
请我们一起来唱首诗歌。
Let us sing a hymn together.
住在主里面
Abide in thee
352首
352
他住在你里面这是我心愿
It says abide in thee This is my plea
他说呢不仅我能他说呢住在你里面罪己失全人第三节
Verse 3 it says abide in thee No doubt nor self nor sin
在无法胜过你内住生命
Can ever prevail with thee, blessed life within.
与你相结连，深处互交通。
Join to thyself, communing deep, my soul.
灵就能管制魂一切活动。
Knows not besides its motions to control.
约翰说，我写这些话给你们，是叫你们不犯罪。
John says, I wrote these so that you will not sin.
就是说我们再进一步来讲，约翰说，我写这些话给你们，就是叫你们和像耶稣。
Simply put, John saying, I wrote these so that you can be like Jesus.
不犯罪就是跟主耶稣没有偏差。
Not sinning meaning you're not deviating from Jesus.
这是何等的把握。
Such a great assurance.
他说借着认罪。
He said, through confessing your sin.
叫你们不断地与主常交通。
That you continuously having fellowship with the Lord.
就不犯罪。
Then you will not sin.
我们就能像耶稣。
Then we can be like Jesus.
我们请琴听，我们弹一遍，我们就开始唱。
Let's hear the music first, and we'll sing together. Sing together.
住在你里面，这是我心愿。住在你里面时刻不间断，日子如何雨，葡萄树下念。我流动
主观的经历我们也能一同经历
May we also gain the objective experience of John
主耶稣说他是真葡萄树我们是枝子
Jesus said that he is a true vine and we are the branches
但是我们要在他里面的时候让我们成为一个没有犯罪的生命
But as we abide in him may our lives be sinless
这个操练可以从我们在座最年轻的弟兄姐妹开始来做起
And we can exercise even if you're young.
当愿我们每一个人，我们每一天都是蒙神的光照。
May we all be enlightened by the Lord every day.
每天我们都可以跟在主里面与他有更深的相交。
And have a deeper fellowship with the Lord daily.
让我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
你是光。
You are light.
你是生命。
You are life.
你将你这个生命已经赐给我们。
And you have given us this life.
你也常常用你的光来光照我们。
And you've often enlightened us.
主，我们何等愿意住在你的里面。
How we want to dwell in you.
主，愿意你天天用你的宝血来洗净我们。
And we want your blood to cleanse us every day.
你告诉我们你是信实的，你是公义的。
And you told us you're righteous and you're faithful.
我们若认我们的罪，你必然赦免我们的罪。
If we confess our sins, you will for sure forgive us.
并且要洗净我们一切的不义。
And you will purify us of all our uncleanness.
但愿你让我们每一天，我们真的来到你面前。
May we truly come before you daily.
更多蒙你的光照，认我们的罪。
And be in your light and confess our sins.
我们真的与你交通，成为一。
And have fellowship with you and become one.
我们更深得着你的生命。
And deeper gain your life.
也能彰显你的生命。
And to be able to manifest your life.
并且将你的生命传递出去。
And pass down your life as well.
我们现在祷告祈求奉靠耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.